in the limelight. The violence rages across the northeast of India's capital for 4 days as mosques were set alight, Muslims were burnt alive in their homes or dragged out into the streets and lynched. Muslim businesses and property were also set alight. The police have been accused of enabling, encouraging, or even joining the Hindu mobs. The Citizenship Amendment Act was passed by the Indian Parliament in December of last year, sparking protests and riots across the country. It grants Indian citizenship to all migrants from India's 3 neighboring countries, that is, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Afghanistan, except Muslims. Earlier, on Monday, 2nd of March, the Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif tweeted, "Iran condemns the wave of organized violence against Indian Muslims." We have prepared an interesting news report written by Salman Parviz under the heading, "Reactions on India's Sectarian Riots." The article appeared on the front page of the website of Iran's English-language newspaper Tehran Times. Stay with us for more of Salman Parviz's article. Recently, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, urged India to confront Hindus and stop the massacre of Muslims, adding to international fallout over deadly anti-Muslim violence in New Delhi, India. Just days after New Delhi rebuked Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, for commenting on the same issue, the leader tweeted in English, "The hearts of Muslims all over the world are grieving over the massacre of Muslims in India. At least 47 people were killed and hundreds more injured in the worst communal riots between supporters of new citizenship law and those against it in the Indian capital, New Delhi. These are the worst riots in India for decades. The riots broke out on 23rd of February, during the same time US President Donald Trump was visiting India. The violence raged across the northeast of India's capital, New Delhi, for 4 days, as mosques were set alight. Muslims were burnt alive in their homes or dragged out onto the streets and lynched. Muslim businesses and property were also set alight. Indian police have been accused of enabling, encouraging, or even joining the Hindu mobs. According to Agence France-Presse, the Indian government backtracked on Saturday, 7th of March, after imposing a 48-hour ban on 2 television channels for what officials called biased coverage of New Delhi riots. A blackout of Asianet News and Media One was ordered on Friday, 6th of March, but lifted after an outcry from opposition groups and protests by the channels to the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Citizenship Amendment Act was passed by the Indian Parliament in December of last year, sparking protests and riots across the country. It grants Indian citizenship to all migrants from India's 3 neighboring countries, that is, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Afghanistan, except Muslims. Earlier, on Monday, 2nd of March, the Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif tweeted, "Iran condemns the wave of organized violence against Indian Muslims." Indian authorities later on Tuesday, 3rd of March, summoned Iran's ambassador to New Delhi, Ali Chegani, to file protests over Mohammad Javad Zarif's tweet. During a meeting with Indian Foreign Ministry's Director General for Political Affairs, Chegani expressed hope that all Indian citizens would enjoy peace and friendship through wise decisions by the Indian government officials. The Speaker of Iran's parliament, Ali Larijani, also expressed concerns about the plight of innocent Muslims in India and urged Indian government to prevent sectarian violence in the country. Larijani said the new citizenship law was a contravention of Muslim rights. A member of the parliament's National Security and Foreign Policy Commission, Abul Fazl Hassan Beghi, stated recently that the commission has condemned massacre of large numbers of Muslims in India, saying that CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, has always been behind such atrocities. Hassan Beghi said, "Unfortunately, India is amongst the countries where the policies of the United States and CIA are effective," and expressed hope that the Indian government would find out that the Muslims are pro-peace based on the Holy Quran's guidelines. In an interview with Etemad newspaper published on Tuesday, 3rd of March, Mir Mahmoud Mousavi, Iran's former ambassador to New Delhi, expressed disgust over violence against Indian Muslims, saying that we should not close our eyes to the realities of the Islamic world. In another official reaction, Abul Fazl Zohrevan, Tehran's former ambassador to Italy and Afghanistan, said, "Unfortunately, we are not seeing any stance towards the Indian issue by the Islamic world, and if that continues, we will see more violence against and more violation of Muslim rights in India." Meanwhile, in a rare move, the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, has filed an intervention application in the Indian Supreme Court against the Citizenship Amendment Act, CAA. The government of India officially acknowledged Michelle Bachelet's submission of the plea on 3rd of March, followed by rebuttals. Internal matter, sovereignty right of the Indian Parliament to make laws, and no foreign party has locus standi on issues pertaining to Indian sovereignty. Persian language, Shahrvand, headline read on 5th of March, Pakistani foreign minister shares anxieties of his brother Zarif on problems of Indian Muslims. Shah Mahmood Qureshi, the Pakistani foreign minister, was addressing his Iranian counterpart Mohammad Javad Zarif and emphasized about security of Muslims in India who are the target of the wrong behavior of Rashtriya Swayamseva Sangh, or RSS, a Hindu nationalist paramilitary organization. The newspaper Etemad described RSS, or Rashtriya Swayamseva Sangh, as a dangerous organization for the whole region. Writing in his official Twitter account on Monday, 2nd of March, Mohammad Javad Zarif condemned the recent wave of organized violence against Indian Muslims, calling on New Delhi to ensure the well-being of all Indian citizens. Zarif said, "We urge Indian authorities to ensure the well-being of all Indians and not let senseless thuggery prevail." In an opinion editorial, Japan Times went with Narendra Modi's project to make a Hindu India, emphasizing that India represents the most successful example in history of managing the challenge of unity in diversity, claiming that India's success lies in three core features of the country's constitution. That is democracy, federalism, and secularism. The writer, Ramesh Thakur, a former United Nations Assistant Secretary General, points out that Muslims constitute a 180 million strong minority in India. If they become disaffected through state-sponsored policies of exclusion, the country would descend into bloodshed and break apart. The New Delhi-based online publication The Prince, 5th of March headline read, "Narendra Modi government wants to give Pakistani Hindus citizenship, but not visa for last rites." For years, Hindus living in Pakistan have wanted to immerse the ashes of their loved ones in the Ganga River, but their visa applications keep getting rejected. According to Pakistani Hindu Council, Hindu population in Pakistan is estimated to be 8 million, comprising of 4% of the population, with majority based in Karachi in Sindh province. Meanwhile, New Delhi revoked a ban on social media sites and restores full but slow-speed internet access for 2 weeks in Kashmir on 4th of March. It has been 7 months since New Delhi stripped the Muslim-majority region of Kashmir of its statehood and semi-autonomy and enforced a total communications blackout last August. The restoration of the internet will remain in effect until 17th of March. The communication blackout was also imposed on cell phones, landlines and cable TV in Kashmir. The Kashmir Chamber of Commerce and Industry said the internet lockdown, the longest ever in a democracy, inflicted heavy losses on the region's economy, adding, at least 150,000 jobs in Kashmir have been lost.